You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon,
featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West.
Today we're reading a reflection from poet Philip Burgess, who grew up on a ranch in eastern Montana. He reflects on the early bonds forged among homesteading women through trading postcards. It's the topic of his book, Penny Postcards and Prairie Flowers. He writes,
"In the early homesteading days of Montana, facing adversity often made for some profound emotional bonding among women. Those bonds helped make them a powerful collective influence within their communities. Near the turn of the last century, two young sisters, Deka and Anna Lee, made their way west to eastern Montana from northern Minnesota. Armed with their work ethic and their suffragette buttons, they staked out adjacent homesteads in an area that lacked even roads. As they moved away from their home back east, they were followed by hundreds of penny postcards sent by the women's community they left behind. These cards sing songs of loneliness and love, of strawberries picked and cows waiting to be milked, of pie socials and card parties, of smoke on the horizon and high winds, of drowned children and broken minds, of courage and childbirth, of deadly epidemics and dry humor, all reflecting their ancient Norwegian heart and culture."
The penny postcards were an international fad during the first decades of the 20th century. Customers selected cards from catalogs, either choosing decorative designs or having their own photographs transferred onto the cards. Modern railroads boosted this postal fad, which kept the price low. Many settlers sent postcards every day. In fact, we might see penny postcards as a kind of precursor to our modern-day Twitter.
To give you a sense of the spirit of this correspondence, Burgess pairs his reflection with seven actual penny postcards sent to the Lee sisters that were clearly dashed off in haste. Lisa and I will alternate between cards. Here goes.
"Hello, Annie. How are you? Sorry I have not answered your letter, but I have been just so awfully busy. Have not hardly time to blow my nose. 15 cows on the program now. I was wishing you were here last week."
"I wanted to get out there that Monday, but of course it had to freeze so hard that Alfred and me couldn't go. Always something in the way, isn't it? I think I'll start out and travel someday."
"Knut and I were alone. The love powder was all okay, but it seems risky to give it to so many. He might get a whole string of women after him."
"Just had a dandy rain this noon, and we need it bad. The grain was all white. The grass looks as it does in the fall."
"Would like to go to town today, but I have such headache, and then, when it blows so, it gets still worse."
"Am alive, as you see, and getting along first rate. Don't forget those you leave behind, but remember them with a word now and then. Mama is lots better now and able to work again."
"Wish I could come and visit the old neighbors once more. I get lonesome for you all. I guess I have to quit because I have to make lefse and pick strawberries."
Those were samples of historical penny postcards.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Lively Times, Montana's source for arts and entertainment.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.